Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing a jungle shuffle with minimal CPU load. If you're producing drum and bass, and you want the tight, skippy, rolling jungle feel without turning your session into a CPU disaster, this one's for you. We're going to build a DJ-friendly drum loop that feels alive, hits hard, and stays efficient enough to live inside a bigger track. Think classic jungle energy, but with a clean modern workflow. We want movement, groove, and attitude, but we do not want to stack a million heavy plugins just to get there. The big idea here is simple. One strong drum rack, short samples, subtle swing, smart use of stock devices, and a bit of resampling when the groove is locked. That's how you keep the system light and the vibe heavy. First, set your project up at around 170 to 174 BPM. That range sits right in the classic jungle and drum and bass zone. Create a new MIDI track and load drum rack. Name it something obvious like Jungle Shuffle Drums, because clear session organization matters when you're building a tool like this. If you're working fast, Session View is a great place to start, because you can loop and test ideas instantly. Later, you can drag the clip into Arrangement View if you want to turn it into a full section. Now let's choose the sounds. Keep it lean. Use short one-shots and just one break layer if you want that classic jungle character. In your drum rack, load a kick, a snare or clap, a closed hat, an open hat, a ghost snare or a rim, and maybe one chopped break fragment. You can add a shaker or a tiny perk if needed, but don't overdo it. The whole point is to stay efficient. For CPU reasons, go with WAV or AF one-shots that are trimmed tightly. Don't use long tails unless they're really doing something special. If you're using a break, pick a fragment with natural shuffle in it, something in the spirit of an Amen style or Think style groove. You do not need to run a whole break constantly. In fact, a tiny chopped piece often gives you more movement than a full loop would. Next, build the core groove. Predate a 2-bar MIDI clip and place your kick and snare in a basic drum and bass backbone. Kick on the downbeat, snare on beat 2 and beat 4, and then add a pickup kick before the snare sometimes to push the groove forward. That gives you the foundation. It should already feel solid before you even get fancy. A simple way to think about it is this. The kick and snare are the backbone, and everything else is there to make that backbone shuffle. So don't crowd the core pattern too early. Leave space. Jungle is all about controlled motion, not constant noise. Now we get into the shuffle. This is where the personality comes alive. Start adding closed hats on the offbeats, then bring in a few extra ghost hats between beats at low velocity. Add quiet ghost snare or rim hits just before the main snare, or just after it, so the groove feels like it's always leaning forward. Keep those ghost notes subtle. We're talking low velocity, somewhere around 20 to 45, so they're felt more than heard. One really important teacher tip here: don't try to make every note exciting. Instead, make a few notes exciting and let the rest support them. That's how the groove stays strong without becoming messy. If two sounds are doing the same rhythmic job, remove one. Every element should have a clear responsibility. Now let's give the loop some swing using Groove Pool. This is one of the easiest ways to get the jungle shuffle without manually shifting every note all over the place. Try a light MPC style or 16th swing groove. Apply it mainly to hats, shakers, and ghost notes. Keep the kick and snare mostly straight, or only slightly swung. That contrast between straight backbone and swung top end is a huge part of the feel. A good starting point is timing around 20 to 55%, velocity around 5 to 20%, and very little randomization. The goal is movement, not wobble. For jungle, the best results often come from harder groove on the hats, lighter groove on the drums, and just a few manual nudges on the ghost hits. That's how you get something that sounds human without sounding sloppy. If you want more classic jungle texture, add a chopped break layer using Simpler. Drag a break sample into Simpler, then set it to Slice if you want automatic chopping, or Classic if you just want to use it as a compact player. If you slice it, use transient-based slicing and map the slices to notes. Then pick only the best parts: a snare tail, a hat tick, a little ghost percussion, maybe the tiny kick texture. You do not need the whole break doing all the work. A few slices in the right place can create plenty of motion. And here's the CPU-saving win. Use one simpler, not multiple long break instances. Once the pattern is working, resample it to audio later. Commit early if you know the vibe is right. That's often the fastest way to keep the session light and move the arrangement forward. Now we shape the sound using stock Ableton devices. First, add EQA to clean up the low end and control any harshness. High pass non-kick elements if they're stepping on the bass. If the break sounds boxy, cut some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats get too sharp, Tame the area at around 7 to 10 kHz. Just make the small corrective moves you need. Don't over-EQ before the groove is right. After EQ, drum bus is a fantastic choice for this style. It's punchy, musical, and very CPU-friendly. Try a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, a touch of boom only if the kick needs weight, a little crunch for grit, and a slight positive transient setting for extra snap. Use it on the drum bus, not on every single pad. That keeps the workflow clean and the sound cohesive. Then add glue compressor lightly to glue the loop together. Think of it like tape, not a heavy-handed effect. A 2:1 ratio, a moderate attack, auto or medium release, and only 1 to 3 decibels of gain reduction is usually enough. You want the loop to feel unified, not flattened. Utility is your final practical tool in the chain. Use it for gain staging, mono control, and width management. Keep the low end centered. If things are running hot, pull the gain down. If you want a little width on hats or top percussion, you can do that carefully, but remember the core rhythm should stay strong in the center. One of the biggest mistakes producers make in jungle and drum and bass is letting the drums fight the bass. Don't do that. Keep the kick punchy, but don't make it too sub-heavy. Let the sub-bass own the low end. Filter unnecessary low frequencies out of hats, breaks, and percussion. If the kick is too deep, shorten it or choose a more mid-focused sample. A DJ tool loop works best when the impact is in the transient and mid-range, not just the sub. Now let's add variation across the two bars. This is key, because a static loop gets boring fast. Add one extra ghost snare in bar 2. Shift one hat slightly later. Remove a kick for tension. Throw in a tiny break chop fill right before the loop repeats. These are small changes, but in jungle, small changes are everything. Micro variation is the sauce. You can also use automation, but keep it smart and minimal. Good things to automate are drum bus drive for fills, a filter cutoff on the break layer, utility gain for intro and outro movement, and reverb send on selected hits. Avoid putting reverb on every drum. That's a fast way to blur the rhythm and waste CPU. Instead, create a return track with reverb or hybrid reverb, and send only the snare or a few break chops into it. Low send amounts, clean result, less CPU stress. Since this is a DJ tool style lesson, think about how the loop can be used in an actual mix. Make a few versions. A dry loop with just the core shuffle. A filtered intro loop that sits back and builds energy. And a fill loop with an extra snare roll or break accent. These versions are incredibly useful in a DJ set or for arrangement building. They let the same material do multiple jobs without rebuilding from scratch. A really practical arrangement approach is to start with a minimal or filtered version for the first 8 bars, open it up for the next 8, then add a fill or variation for the following section, and finally strip it back again. That kind of structure works really well for intro tools, transitions, and breakdowns. It also gives the track a sense of progression without needing a ton of extra parts. Once the groove is working, reduce CPU even further by freezing, flattening, or resampling. Freeze track if you want to save resources while keeping the option to go back. Flatten if you're fully committed. Or better yet, resample the loop to audio and chop it again. That's a very jungle-friendly move. You bounce the MIDI groove to audio, slice it, reverse a hit, nudge a slice slightly early or late, and suddenly the loop feels even more alive, with less CPU load than before. Here's a useful mindset for this whole process: feel before polish. A loop that grooves at low volume usually wins over one that sounds impressive soloed but doesn't actually move the body. Lock the rhythm first, then polish the tone. If the groove isn't there, no amount of saturation or fancy processing will rescue it. A few common mistakes to avoid: layering too many percussion sounds, making everything perfectly quantized, pushing too much low end into the drums, and using heavy reverb on every hit. Also, don't overprocess the loop before the swing is right. Get the pattern feeling good first, then shape it. If you want a darker or heavier DNB vibe, choose darker samples. Use drier, punchier hats. Let the snare carry some body. Add controlled distortion with saturator, drum bus, or a little overdrive. Keep the break ghostly, not busy, and stay disciplined with mono. Kick and snare centered, low end locked, width only where it really helps. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build 3 2-bar jungle shuffles at 172 BPM. First, make a clean DJ tool with kick, snare, hats, and one ghost snare. Second, make a classic jungle version by adding one chopped break in simpler and applying light groove to hats and break only. Third, make a darker version with drum bus saturation, slightly reduced hi-hats, and one extra fill hit before the repeat. Keep CPU low in all three, and to make sure each one sits nicely under a bass line. As you work, remember the bigger picture. One element handles the backbeat, another handles the shuffle, and another adds atmosphere. If two sounds are doing the same thing, simplify. If the groove can breathe, it will hit harder. And if you can commit early by resampling, you'll keep the session fast and focused. So that's the process. One lean drum rack, short samples, subtle swing, a chopped break for character, stock Ableton processing for punch, and smart resampling for efficiency. That's how you get a tight jungle shuffle in Ableton Live 12 without melting the CPU. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic presenter script, or a timed lesson script with pauses and emphasis cues.